This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
30 p.m. curfew.
11 o'clock. Time dinner. To get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter.
And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in a minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to the final week of June on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This is the last Monday that Nebraska is a member of the Big 12 Conference. It is that week. Everyone's been talking about it, writing articles, recapping items, but now it's here. On Thursday night at midnight. You know somebody somewhere is watching the websites to see when the Big 12 pulls down the Nebraska logo and when they put something new up and when the Big 10 does something and the Pac-12, you know, all that. It'll be interesting. But anyway, that officially happens Friday. July 1st was that the join date. So we'll talk a little bit about that this weekend. Obviously, some good work being done by friends of the program at the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, and various other outlets trying to recap all that happened while Nebraska was in the Big 12. Good, bad, the yearly highlights, the amount of trophies, the overall things that happened at Nebraska, the overall things that happened in the Big 12. So that's one of the things that's going on. But, of course, the College World Series is tonight. Let's talk about that right off the bat so you know that it's actually going on. And tonight it is Florida against South Carolina, only the fourth time in history that two teams from the same conference will be playing for the same or playing for the title in Omaha. And South Carolina, of course, the defending national champion. This is the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis with you on the program today. The phone number, as always, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email us, the Dead Popper inbox, wide open, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, you mentioned the first time since 1998, two foes from the same conference meeting. The last time, 21-14. Have there been 35 runs scored in this entire College World Series? That was one game that Southern Cal and Arizona State played in the last time in 1998. Totally different feel to this. South Carolina's pitching. Obviously, that's what everybody's the talk is right now. Will their arms be ready to go with the way that it ended in 13 innings? We'll have to wait and see. Florida's a team that certainly looks to be in the driver's seat right now as we head into this best of three, but you got the defending champions right back there again. South Carolina's rolling. I mean, when they get the College World Series.
That's why, why would Florida be in the driver's seat here? Neither team has lost a game in the tournament. South Carolina, if they win it tonight and tomorrow, will tie the record for most consecutive wins in the College World Series with 10 because of the way they
poor choice of word. Not in the driver's seat, but if the pitching's more rested, then they didn't ever go 13 innings, use up as many pitchers as South Carolina did. I think that's why a lot of people would tip Florida and say they would be favored in this.
Well, I hope so. Lunch for me, because I had Florida and you had South Carolina. So lunch for me.
This deal is all knotted up. Of all the teams we picked, you and I each had a team 0-2 barbecue. Otherwise, everything else is dead even.
Well, and again, you had one bracket basically, and I had the other. We'll just see what happens. It's tonight. 7 o'clock is the start time. It'll go like 7:08, and our pregame from TD Ameritrade Park is at 6:40 this evening. And I'll bring up the same thing that I've brought up, and because there's a nice article, and Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us in the next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk a little bit more about this, but there's a story circulating out there. And again, when there is no baseball and there's nothing to do, you have a press conference on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Jesus. And then you have to talk to people and make stories. Well, Dennis Pope, a lot of people know that name because he is right there for all of baseball and the football. So let's face it, the sports that men are interested in, in the collegiate level, that are most popular in the nation, football, basketball, baseball. And, of course, being in Nebraska, baseball a lot more so. They're talking about changing this series, and we'll get to that in a moment. But, again, TD Ameritrade Ballpark was silent Saturday and Sunday. Again, I have to ask the NCAA. I mean, I wish however many years ago we would have just started writing things down that make absolutely no sense. This makes absolutely no sense, people. It makes no sense. You cannot tell me. What was on ESPN2 last night? I didn't watch Funny Cars. What was on ESPN2 Saturday and Sunday night?
Nothing of any
crap.
Nothing of any significance that anybody watched.
You don't have to worry about bumping anything of significance. Let's get this thing started on Friday. Let's get these people home. How in God's name could anybody afford to watch their kid play at the College World Series? 2 weeks. And they aren't giving you $39.99 a night, people. They're not doing it. If you're going to make changes to the College World Series, you must start there. Daddy, have you seen the latest proposal?
Have not. But I will say this. After being in Omaha for 5 days, I had a buddy that was coming back into town this weekend. He said, I had this huge Suburban that had Gamecock stuff all over it. On his way back to Kearney, fly past him, and he goes, I just wonder where the, you know, I said, well, after you've been in Omaha 5 or 6 days, and you got 3 days of doing nothing, I guess, hell, you drove this far, let's go see the mountains. I don't know where they were going, but I would assume.
To see the arch, what are you, stupid?
Well, they probably did stop and see the arch, then head out to Cody Go-Karts. Stopped at Island Oasis. They did some nice things in Central Nebraska. Then they said, let's go see the mountains. We're only 7 hours away. We drove 19 hours.
Anything west of Lincoln is pretty different to anybody that lives in a metropolis. Let's
great
face
point.
That. And they're going, we can go how far in an hour? What? Not around a block to find parking? Here's the new proposal. I still can't believe it. And I'll just take it right from the World Herald article here. Dennis Pope said the Division I Baseball Committee will study playing best-of-three series at each step of the qualification process. That means there would be 32 sites to get into the tournament. Whoever wins that would go on to the next round next weekend. 16, then into the next weekend. You'd have an extra weekend, and every series would be the best 2 out of 3. I guess it adds one more weekend of baseball, and it keeps more teams around for 2 more weekends of baseball. It just sounds like it's way too long. Way too many trips. Way too much. We'll see. The there's also more here that says Dave Kylitz, who's the executive director of the American Baseball Coaches Association, they polled the Division I coaches regarding the tournament format. The poll asked the coaches whether they would be in favor of retaining the format, changing the format to the 32 first-round sites with those winners advancing to the Super Regionals with four teams apiece in Super Regionals, changing to that 32-16-8 that we just talked about. About half the coaches says keep it as it is. Right there, there's three choices, and none of them are the smart one. And again, that's my opinion. According to this guy, none of those are smart.
I understand the NCAA and going to the if a team would have stepped up and beat either one of those two, there would have been baseball on Saturday. The NCAA can't, you know, they can't affect that. I think, Doug, I would come back at you and say, I don't mind having Saturday and Sunday off, because if you're going to play for a national title, I want to see the guy that's 14-3. I want to see the guy that's 15-1 on the pitching staff get to start that first game. He started every Friday night of the year. Well, now you're playing for the national title, and you got your fifth pitcher starting because everybody else is burned up. That's why I don't mind the 2 days off. I want to see the best pitchers vie. When you're down to two teams like that, I think that's pretty important in deciding it.
In this particular instance, if they don't have their number ones ready to go, it's their own fault. They each played three games.
Absolutely. But this ensures that they got their number ones ready to go. I mean, the NCAA doesn't know that they're going to win three in a row. They have no way of knowing that going in.
Well, I understand your point, but it's the same way in Major League Baseball. And if that's the way Major League Baseball wants to go with it, I mean, if you sweep your series, then you're set to go. If you don't, you're going to be starting your number three guy in the first game of the World Series because you had to go six games in the divisional playoffs or for the pennant or whatever the story may be. I don't know who makes some of these decisions. It boggles my mind. We'll ask Steve Pivovar more about that. College World Series getting underway with the championship. It's the best two out of three, so tonight and tomorrow for sure. And of course, a game three is necessary. It's on Wednesday, but very tough for people to be able to go to a night game at 7:05 in Omaha outside of a 40-mile radius, 50, you know, Lincoln, let's go that radius. It's pretty tough for anybody to go to that. If you're a college baseball fan, why would you? Go earlier when you can watch guaranteed two games, or go back-to-back days, guaranteed four games, instead of one game late at night when you got to work the next day. On a Tuesday, on a Monday, really?
You know, that's a better point right there to start the deal back on Friday, which you've said for a long time. When the deal starts on Friday, people start the weekend a little bit early and can get back to work on Monday. It just adds one more day to the weekend is what it does, basically. And you're guaranteed the two games on Friday. Let's get it going sooner.
Your thoughts, folks. I think that's what we'll put up as our new poll question. Do you like the current format of the College World Series? Or do you like our idea a little bit better? All you have to do is go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and check out the poll question brought to you by ATS Auto Tech Specialists. Welcome to Auto Tech Specialists located in Kearney. And we'll take a break. Steve Pivovar is coming around the corner here. And one of our new favorite kids, eight-man football. We'll talk about that for just a minute when we come back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for the College World Series.
Tucker with a line drive, deep to right field, going back is Yastrzemski, and it's long gone! A three-run homer for Preston Tucker. and it's 3-0 Gators.
For just the fourth time in CWS Finals history, two teams from the same conference will battle for the trophy as the defending national champions, South Carolina Gamecocks, take on the Florida Gators.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Gregor is gone, and Florida is playing for a national championship in Omaha.
It's Florida and South Carolina in the championship of the College World Series. Pre-game tonight at 6:40 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Terry against Eddie House. To his right, cuts to his left, pull up over House straightaway, good! With two on the 24, and the Mavericks have matched their biggest lead of the game. Clock ticking down, six to shoot. Here's Kidd, five to shoot, to the cutting Dirk down the lane. Yes, there it is! There it is! The game is over. The series is over.
And not one player on the Dallas Mavericks has won a championship until now.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, where champions are crowned, 1460 and 1550 a.m.
Develop as we ended the day today with a high around 80. Northerly winds will also stay gusty at 15 to 25. For tonight, we'll stay clear to partly cloudy with a low near 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 68.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Cause here we come.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. And coming up in just a couple of moments, Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald. But the Nebraska 8-man All-Stars defeated the Kansas 8-man All-Stars 23-12 on Saturday. Evidently, our boy Sawyer Monroe from Silver Lake wasn't falling down. He was scoring. Two touchdowns, three extra points, 6-yard reception, 1-yard touchdown run. He accounted for most of the points in that victory.
And how about a 10-point Nebraska spread?
Was that your pick, 10?
10 points. Gosh, I handicapped that. I don't know why Mike Perenio has not asked for an assistant out there in Las Vegas. Because if you can nail an all-star game like that, you know what? Maybe you're getting ready to watch this baseball game tonight. That recliner, that sofa is not as comfortable as you want it to be. Well, they've got it for you at Bruce Furniture. It's right and it's fast for you. They get it for you tonight. If you see a chair on the floor at your store, they'll haul it out for you right now. Same day service. Bruce Furniture wants you to be able to have it for tonight's game. They want it right now. You get it right now. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Check it out. Maybe you need that new recliner for Dad. Maybe you forgot Father's Day. Shame on you. Get to Bruce Furniture. Make him comfortable tonight.
Well, the Omaha World Herald doing as great a job this year as they have ever done in covering the College World Series at the new TD Ameritrade Ballpark, and Steve Pivovar leads that entire crew as their college baseball correspondent, and we had him on before the College World Series, before the tournament started, got some of his thoughts and how Creighton would do at the time, and I think represented, just didn't make it as far as they had hoped, and now we have come all the way from 64 down to 2 as Florida plays the defending champion South Carolina over the next two, possibly three nights. And Steve Pivovar, gracious with his time to join us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Steve, thanks for the time and good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You think this tournament has flown by, or has it seemed to drag on in your estimation from the last time we spoke?
Sometimes it seems to be going quite quickly, and maybe that's when deadlines are on you and you're trying to come up with something, but you know, it seems to have gone about the normal pace. You get into that first 2 weeks and find out who's coming to Omaha, and then this past week has been an enjoyable one at the new ballpark. Seen some good baseball, haven't seen the same kind of baseball that we were used to at the old place, but for the most part, I think Friday's games that determined South Carolina and Florida's advancement were those good old-fashioned games we remember from Rosenblatt.
Steve, you kind of nailed my next question with the kind of baseball comment. From people you talk to, Do they like this kind of baseball, or did has college baseball kind of lost its niche?
Well, I think it depends on the individual. I've always been a guy who enjoyed a pitching-dominated defensive struggle. Back when I was growing up, way back in the ancient times, Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale were my favorite pitchers, and the Los Angeles Dodgers didn't score a lot of runs. So, you know, I don't have any problem with that. I think if you talk to fans, which we have, some fall into my camp and say, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. Some, perhaps maybe a bit in the younger generation, have grown up watching not only in college baseball, but in Major League Baseball, the long home runs. They didn't come up with that slogan, chicks dig the long ball for nothing. So, I think it's just whatever suits your fancy. But bottom line, it is different. The park makes it different.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we get into breaking down and talking about the two teams in the series and maybe who you like, I want to take a look at the article talking about possibly changing the format of the tournament. And we've discussed it here in the first segment of the show, and I want to start off by saying I look at this, and they want to go best 2 out of 3 every weekend, and whatever they do is fine. But, Steve, I still have a problem, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I just want to get your thoughts on this. The current system was changed to benefit CBS television to guarantee a 12 noon winner-take-all championship game however many years ago. Then it gets moved to Saturday start, and we set with an empty ballpark on Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the two biggest drawing. I mean, I'm thinking we would have sellouts both of those days. What about moving the start back to Friday and getting games on Saturday and Sunday? Just your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, the format change would involve the early parts of the tournament. They're not thinking about doing anything once they get to Omaha. They made that switch about 4 years ago. You know, quite frankly, it was done for ESPN because ESPN needed some strong programming early in the week, and their numbers indicated they'd get a strong number from a television standpoint, having the games on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as they would on the weekend. So, you know, they changed it, and that's, we kind of live with that in Omaha. We know that there's that possibility. Do we like it? No. I mean, I think the fact that you don't have games on the second Saturday of the College World Series is a bit odd, but we all know why it's done. I mean, that's just that's the sporting life we live in. That's why there's long breaks in the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, just so that they can accommodate the television partners. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things we've learned to live with. We know why it was done, and there's not much we can do about it.
If you were the king and could make all the rules, Steve, is there one proposal out there that really suits you that you think would make the thing better?
Well, I think, again, because it's dealing with the start of the tournament, yeah, it's not going to affect Omaha that much. But I do like the idea of breaking the regionals into 32, basically 2 of 3 series. Yeah, you know, these guys are used to playing 2 of 3 series the whole year. It would even the playing field a bit for, let's say, a 4 seed that has to go against a 1 seed, because that 1 seed's going to have to throw their number one pitcher that first game because they're going to be facing your number one guy. You know, right now there's a little bit of juggling in the 4-team regionals where that 1 is going against 4, and the coach of the 1 is thinking, well, I can throw my number 2 or number 3 guy and save my number 1 guy for that second round game when I, you know, conceivably would be facing a tougher team. Creighton saw that at the Oregon State Regional. Oregon State held their number one guy back until the second round and pitched it, him against Creighton, and, you know, won the ball game. So it might eliminate some of that. It would get the sport back closer to what is now its roots, the 2 out of 3 series. The drawback is it would extend the tournament a week, and there's a reluctance to play the World Series any later than it is now, so you're going to have to take time off the front end of the schedule. And that's where the debate is now. How do we do it?
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about the College World Series. Steve, it's South Carolina and Florida. Are you somewhat surprised or not at all surprised that these two teams have made it to tonight?
Not at all surprised. I guess the only thing about South Carolina is for a lot of the season they flew, even though they were the defending national champions, and they had the core group of players back from a position standpoint. They kind of flew a little under the radar because people were uncertain just what they're pitching and if that was going to be good enough to give them a chance to make a repeat trip to Omaha. Obviously, it's proved out that their pitching is pretty darn good. Florida's one of those teams. I think people knew last year that this was going to be a team to be reckoned with. They had a lot of great young players. Those great young players are a little bit older this year. They obviously showed they had a little bit of a different attitude when they got to Omaha. They weren't just happy to be here. They've gone about their business, and the fact that, you know, it's those two teams matched up in the final is not really surprising.
Steve, is there one or two of the six teams that's been eliminated that you saw that were really young and maybe in that Florida position a year from now that you see a lot of young players with a lot of talent coming on?
I guess probably the team that would fall into that category would be Texas. Even though, you know, some of their pitchers were a bit more experienced, the bulk of that team was pretty young. Augie said before leaving town, you know, he had 11 freshmen play this year. He had five play key roles in the success that got him to Omaha. I think that would be a team that would fall into that category of, you know, when they come back next year, those kids are going to be a year older, a year more experienced. And quite frankly, they're going to have that same motivation that Florida did when they started the season this year. They remember that 0-2 in Omaha, and they'll want to do things to try to change that. First, to get back, and then once they get here, to be a little more dominant than they were, you know, this time around.
Just a couple minutes left with Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we get your thoughts on tonight's game, then, Steve, you kind of alluded to it there. We're in the final week of Nebraska being a part of the Big 12 Conference. I know that's just as big a story as what's going on with the College World Series. Texas and Texas A&M both went 0-2 this year. What do you think the state of the Big 12 is when it comes to college baseball from maybe the start of the conference to where it is now?
I think it's still going to be a major player in the college baseball scene. You know, quite frankly, losing the two teams that they did, one didn't play baseball and one hasn't played good baseball for the last two or three seasons. So that's not going to hurt the overall strength of the conference. You know, you still have the same resources put into baseball by those southern schools, and you know they're going to remain a strong player. There's no doubt about that. It's not going to be a surprise for Omaha to see the Texases and the Texas A&Ms and the Oklahomas contending for spots year in and year out, and most likely getting one or two teams here on an annual basis.
Well, Steve, we got to ask you, do you favor either one of these teams? I said with the game going 13 innings, people look to South Carolina's pitching, maybe depleted a little bit. That's why I gave them tip my hand to Florida a little bit. Your thoughts?
I guess I've learned not to bet against South Carolina after what they did last year. again, on paper, they probably look like maybe the inferior team. It's easy to get caught up with some of the numbers and some of the things that Florida has been able to do this year. But even though the pitching plans is a little bit cattywampus for South Carolina, even though there's some doubt if Michael Roth, their ace, will be able to pitch before Game 3, if there is a Game 3, even though Matt Price has thrown a lot of innings in Omaha and in the tournament, I got to go with the Gamecocks because they're just a team that somehow finds a way to beat you. Even when it looks like how many times did it look like that game against Virginia? They were down and out, and somehow they pulled it out. They've been doing that since they lost their first game in Omaha last year. And when you got a group of guys that just have that feeling that, hey, you're not going to beat me, it can take you a long way. It took them to a championship last year, and I think it may take them to the national title again this year. It's just, you know, it's inexplicable how they do it sometimes, but they get it done.
Doug, when you say what goes with baseball, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, I want to invite Steve Pivovar a week from Friday. We've got our Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, Steve. You are more than welcome to come to Kearney and take part in this. It's the Hilltop Mall. Should be a great time.
I feel honored, but the last thing I need to do after covering the College World Series is eat any more hot dogs.
It's vacation time for Steve Pivovar. Steve, we always appreciate you giving us some time. Enjoy the championship series and keep up the great work.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald. You brought up hot dog eating. Folks, it's plain, it's simple. It's Friday, July 8th. It is our annual hot dog eating contest. Three-time defending champion Pug Bertrand was upset by less than a half a hot dog last year. We will invite anyone that has ever competed in it or wants to compete in it. It's pretty simple. We've never had to shut it down because we've had too many people. We had a record number last year. What was it, about 16?
Oh, this is 17, I think.
Right in that area. Call Merritt on our studio line or email him. Tell him you want in, and we'll put you down, and we'll have a spot for you at the beautiful air-conditioned Hilltop Mall. All of our participants, besides getting all the hot dogs for free, will get a little gift pack. There's a prize that goes to our winner of the hot dog eating competition, and it is at 11 o'clock, Friday, July 8th. We start eating the hot dogs right around 11:30-ish. Usually we get in there. Again, our hot dog eating contest, a little bit different than Nathan's in Detroit, and maybe we should adjust our... Maybe we should adjust what we do, Daddy. Maybe we should adjust our format. But we've still stayed with the 30 minutes, eat as many as you can, and that way you're not just shoving them down and knocking over water and trying to swallow whole pieces of dog, which
is disgusting. And right now, I will take this opportunity to call out James Valdez. It talks all year that he's going to be in it, but has failed to show up in it yet.
I know we got a couple of the boys from NTV, may have a member of the Nebraska Danger. We're continuing to work with the Storm. We had a couple of guys up from the Storm last year. But you don't have to be somebody that everybody knows. You can be Bob from Gibbon. You can be Jack from Grand Island. You can be Laura from Hastings. You can be Steve from Campbell. I mean, it doesn't matter. You want to be in the hot dog eating contest, we will get you signed up. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can give us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Love to have you in the hot dog eating contest. Friday, July 8th, Hilltop Mall.
It's always a fun time. It's always a fun time. Come out. If you're not a competitor, you're in the area, you want to stop by, several people do. We'd love to have you.
Got about 100 people watching. We had our youngest competitor last year in the hot dog eating contest. We had a father-son duo in the hot dog eating contest.
Female.
Oh, yeah.
Several females have competed.
I don't know about several, but we've had a couple. And we invite
like
anybody.
Like seven. Just unbelievable wiener gobbler. Excellent, excellent. We invite you all. Come one, come all. We'd love to have you.
Folks, love to have you, at our annual hot dog eating contest. And we'll be back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high around 80. Northerly winds will also stay gusty at 15 to 25. For tonight, we'll stay clear to partly cloudy with a low near 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 68.
I'll do whatever it takes to turn this around. I know what's at stake. I know that I've let you
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Right now, you can get two breakfast sandwiches or biscuit sandwiches, only $4. Breakfast is served until 11 every morning. If you want a little lunch, a little something in the evening, two of their original chicken sandwiches are only $4. Two locations in Kearney, a lot of twos. 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, that's a two. 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, where you can take your kids to because they've got a huge indoor playground. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Maybe you're not into breakfast. There's a full menu served 24 hours a day.
Really?
Burger King?
You know, swing by Burger King at 2 in the morning?
I might show up at 7:30 and want a Whopper.
Somebody showed up at Burger King in Grand Island at 6 in the morning on Sunday. That wasn't very good.
Really?
That was a bad deal. Bad deal. Time now to pick our nose? No. Just got this. Big Ten Network, do you have it?
Yes.
Of course, if you've got just regular cable, you don't have the Big Ten Network. But if you've got one of the packages, the dishes, or one of the packages, Big Ten Network is there. And because Friday is huge, they're going to have all kinds of Nebraska people and programs on, mostly football, and just kind of repeating the whole thing on Friday. And they're showing some of the championship. It appears, and again, this is where I... if you're ESPN Classic or Big Ten Network, I hate that everybody doesn't have the same access to everything because you just watch the same old – I mean, how many times do you turn on Altitude and all of a sudden there's the Colorado-Notre Dame National Championship game? There's nothing else that they have, but there's that in June at midnight. And you go, what? What the hell is this? So you're not going to see any historic stuff, according to what I'm seeing here the first weekend. But they, and by historic, I mean pre-90s. They're going to show all football on Friday. And they're going to interview Tommy Frazier, Johnny Rogers, Trev Alberts. Mm-hmm. Talk about how important football is to the state of Nebraska. That could be interesting. Tom Osborne, Bo Pelini, Darren Erstad, Doc Sadler, Rhonda Ravel, John Cook. They'll all be on there. The show is going to be hosted by Dave Revson and, of course, his whole crew of Big Ten folks that will be on the program. Friday afternoon, the Orange Bowl airs, Nebraska and Tennessee. They'll show the 95 Orange Bowl. They'll show the 97 season recap. Then on Saturday, they'll show a little bit of the volleyball. They'll show Nebraska's football team's victories against Missouri. Sunday, a little bit with baseball. They'll recap the 05 season when Nebraska had Gordon, Chamberlain, Dunsing, and Zach Kroenke all in the pros now on that team. So Big Ten Network this weekend.
Just so you bring up Trev Alberts. You know, you get your questions asked. Trev, would you say football means more to the state of Nebraska than, say, hockey does? Or is that just a niche sport? Hockey, football, Trev.
Couple of more things here, and then we're going to give you a chance again to get qualified this week. We'll be drawing out for our autographed football from Alex Henry, Kyle Larson, Brett Maher. They had a function just a week ago, autographed football donated by the Buffalo County Community Partners and those three fine kickers, punters, to the Doug and Daddy Show. We've had some folks qualify. We're going to give you a chance to do so here again in just a minute. But Kearney Runs a Baseball continues to crush people. They win, and win. Daddy, they won their own tournament this weekend, 5-0. They've won 15 in a row. They're now 25-3 on the season. The baseball is solid right now. It's been a little bit down in Grand Island this year as far as wins go, but Home Federal did get a win yesterday in that tournament. 5 points, got a win over Central City. Kearney, 5 points. Juniors made it all the way to the finals of the Wahoo tournament, took second. Little Caesars seniors in Kearney won a couple of games. Post 52 juniors won a couple of games yesterday. So pretty good weekend overall. Hastings 5 points got edged out by Lincoln Southeast 10-9 yesterday.
You know, Kearney and Grand Island have had some great battles. And, you know, so often those games are 4-2, 2-1, something like that. And, you know, Kearney takes care of like 18-4 this weekend over them. So Kearney is rolling once again. And obviously Coach Sponge is not there. Coach Archer takes over. They didn't miss a beat at that senior level.
And the Nebraska Match Play Golf Tournament going on at Wild Horse last week concluded on Saturday. You play a 36-hole final. You look at the score and you get beat 8-7. That doesn't look good. Kevin Stonick of Bellevue, who's at Creighton, beat Kearney's Wes Burnt. And again, there's 64 guys, so you win 5 just to get to the finals. So a great job by both of those young gentlemen. But because it was 8-7, they only had to get through 29 holes before he couldn't catch him. In 29 holes, Kevin Stonick of Bellevue at Wild Horse, not just your putt-putt course, had 11 birdies and a hole in one.
Congratulations,
11
Ken.
Birdies and a hole in one. Wes Burnt's going, I could have shot 59 and got my ass kicked. What?
Congratulations, Kevin. That's great golf.
United States Olympic Committee declaring today, this is, I bet you didn't know this, Olympic Day in Nebraska. This is Olympic Day in Nebraska.
Blindsided, totally.
Nebraska Sports Council applied for and received the designation, hosting activities in the final leg of the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run, which will arrive at Haymarket Park in Lincoln tonight. Carol Frost, who, of course, the mother of Scott Frost, but in her own right, an incredible athlete, 1968 Olympic track and field athlete, and current age group holder in the discus and shot put, will be on hand at many of those activities going on today in Lincoln. She set an American record in the Mexico City Olympics in the discus.
I knew that she was an Olympic thrower. I did not know that she was a world record holder. Congratulations, Carol.
Well, right now, she is an American record holder in her age group. I don't think she was ever a world record.
Oh, okay.
I did not say that.
American record holder. Does it say how far one in her age group would throw the discus?
No.
Fair enough. Because still unbelievable talented, obviously, as she's getting a little bit older.
So there you go. There you go. 53 Nebraskans or have had ties have participated in the Olympics at one point or another.
That's a pretty big number.
Is
it?
I don't know.
For the Olympics?
We're going to play a little game here. This is going to be fun. We're going to play which sport did they compete in?
There's going to be some obscure sports, though, right?
No. I'm going to throw out some softballs. I'm going to throw out some hard ones.
Okay.
Call now, and if you get it right, you will be in for the autographed football from Alex Henry, Kyle Larson, and Brett Maher. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Call now. We're going to try and get a few people qualified for the football. We'd love to get you on the program and get you qualified today. And let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John, I'm going to give you the name of an athlete, and you have to tell me which sport they competed in. And the first one for you, I'm going to give, because you were first through, Kurt Tomasevich.
Bobsledding.
There you go. John, you got that one right. So we started out easy. Merritt's going to get your number just in case we need to draw you, well, in case we do draw you out of the hat for the autographed football.
Now, man, I wish you would have missed that because we really would have drilled him and made fun of him on that one.
I got some more people over here.
Shelby, Nebraska.
Yeah, you bet. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 if you'd like to participate in today's little game on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, the next. Now, I'm giving you Olympic athletes that either competed at the state of the University of Nebraska or are from the state of Nebraska. You tell me which sport they were in. And the next name, the next name I'm going to give you is Terry Brands. There's also
basketball.
Tom Brands. There's also Terry and Tom Brands.
Okay, sounds like basketball.
No, try back. I thought maybe that was recent enough that they'd get that. And I'm not even going to... It was wrestling. Wrestling was the Olympic sport. I'm going to tell you right now that there's only one person with Nebraska ties that is in the basketball category, Bob Boozer. Who are we going to? Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
I'm Mike in Hastings.
Mike. See, it could be hard. It could be easy. Let's go with Scott Usher. Which sport did he compete in?
Swimming.
Ah, see, softball. That's a softball, Mike. Hang on. Merritt will get your info, and we'll try and get some folks. I think the other people, they mad if I give them a kind of a tough one?
Yeah, I think they feel like you're out to get them.
Well, I got a couple. Wait, I got another good one.
What's the hardest sport on here? Now, remember, I mean, there's got to be shooting.
1932, Curtis Shears competed in what sport, Tony, at the Olympics?
Archery.
Fencing.
Okay.
Fencing that, yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Lori Endicott. Which Olympic sport did she compete in?
Volleyball.
There you go. See, it's not that hard. We're trying to get people qualified. We're trying to get people. You didn't know.
No, I didn't know. I did not know that. Lori, what year is that?
She played on the 92 and 96 teams. She may have. She's one of the best of all time out of Nebraska. Obviously, Nancy Metcalf and Allison Weston, other volleyball players with Nebraska ties that have played in Olympic volleyball. 888-455-ESPN. I got another good one coming up. 888-455-3776. Let's keep it on the phone lines here on the Doug and Daddy Show, trying to get folks signed up for our autographed football from Kyle Larson, Alex Henry, and Brett Maher. Who are we chatting with?
John,
let's go with Lori Sipple. Not related to Steve Sipple. Lori Sipple, what sport in the Olympics did she compete in?
Man, I thought if it was related to Steve, I'd say journalism. let's go with soccer.
Not soccer, but good guess.
Great guess.
I like soccer. It's not soccer. Sorry about that. Let's stay with the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Tony.
Tony, let's give you Adam Stern. What sport did Adam Stern compete in the Olympics?
Baseball.
There you go. Adam Stern and Brian Dunsing are the two baseball people on my list.
That's awesome.
Tony, how about Vic Wonderly? He's, no. He's your archer.
Oh, that's archery. Okay, great.
I was going to give somebody Andy Roddick. You think they'll get that?
I would hope.
Yeah, he competed in the 2004 Olympics in tennis. Let's see.
You gave fencing, archery. Is there a couple other?
Cycling's on
okay,
here.
Okay, cycling. No, we would.
Track, swimming, gymnastics, shooting, soccer. I think that pretty much covers everybody that we've talked about or had. We've got another fun game tomorrow because we're going to get some more people qualified tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've already got another game tomorrow, similar to this game, but yet different. Let's stay on the phone lines. We'll take a couple of more. Who are we chatting with? Oh, no. You're done, Merritt?
I'm done.
You're done? Merritt says the heck with it. We're done. All right. We'll qualify some more people tomorrow. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do, get in shape for a hot dog contest or to be an Olympic athlete. You're probably going to fall somewhere in between. You can do it at Complete Nutrition.
Yeah, they got the new Shred Stack waiting for you. It's a 60-day kit. Increase your energy and strength. Get amazingly lean cut muscle definition. Reduce fat, not muscle, at Complete Nutrition. Conveniently located for you just north of Gordman's in Grand Island, right off of Highway 281, and located in Kearney, just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue. Or call them today, 338-1-FIT, that's 338-1348 in Kearney, or 382-TONE, that's 382-8663 in Grand Island. Speak to a consultant. They know what you need. Or go to CompleteNutrition.com for more information. Check it out. Complete Nutrition is where it's at.
You can hit the button now.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here at K&K Parts Company.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
We'll see sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high around 80. Northerly winds will also stay gusty at 15 to 25. For tonight, we'll stay clear to partly cloudy with a low near 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 68.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And don't forget, hassle-free pricing is there for you all summer long at your Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac dealership located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can always feel confident that you got the best price when you deal with the entire sales staff at Midway. It doesn't matter who you're chatting with, they're going to get you through the process. And the one thing I've continued as we've talked with the folks out at Midway and the Midway Auto Group is that it doesn't take near as long to do what it used to do. And you can come up with your own thoughts about buying a vehicle, whether it's new, whether it's pre-owned. But right now, you also get a lifetime of car washers and your first year's maintenance free. All you got to do is check it out at thinkmidway.com. It's the number one website when it comes to checking out and getting ready for your new or pre-owned car purchase. And right now, if you've got your vehicle, you want to bring it back into Midway, their all-new Mopar Quick Lube, immediate maintenance service at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location for only $29.95. You don't even have to make an appointment, and it's done in under 30 minutes at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Doug, something else that's, I guess, captured some people's attention. I don't know if it's captured anybody here's attention, but is this World Cup. The women, that's blasted all over ESPN. It seems to be a third of Sports Center.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just looking for anything on the College World Series, and I'm hearing about this Gold Cup. This soccer thing that the United States lost in. I get it. A lot of people like it. A lot of people like baseball.
I'm with
you. All right. I don't need Alexi Lawless for 10 minutes. Tell me about one game.
I don't even
get that in the NFL.
So with you.
ESPN had nothing to talk about or just elected not to this weekend because that's all that was on. Ugh. No, I was not. I don't care. I want the U.S. to win. That's it.
I learned more about Hope Solo than I ever wanted to know in my life.
There you go. You're exactly right.
10:45, though, tomorrow. It's go time.
Wimbledon, more interesting than World Cup soccer.
And how, comparatively, coverage-wise? Apparently not. I mean, apparently not to the general.
And again, I'm going to throw this out. I throw it out every year on this program. Every year. And I get this, well, we have to. I listened this morning on ESPN television as Serena Williams and the young lady that beat her were getting ready to go into their tiebreak. They had to go to NBC at 9 o'clock. But ESPN said, we will stay on ESPN and we'll be on both stations until the end of this match because you've been with us, you've watched it this long, and now it is. Dick Enberg, who never has lied in his life to me, said, all across the country, this will now be on NBC. We're going live. All time zones. Not just the Eastern time zone. So again, I don't need Hoda and Kathy Lee in the morning. I need what's going on, people. All right? I don't need 1 hour tape delay. Not in this day and age. And they do such a good job over there. Put it on. You got to put it on anyway. Why tape delay it? Put it on.
You do get fired up. Why tape delay it? Anything nowadays? It makes no sense.
Let's get out of here unless there's something else you want to talk about.
No, I got my little mention of my little blip about World Cup. I just can't believe you fired up. That's all I had to wrap things up.
We'll take a break and be back in how many hours?
I believe about 23 from now. 23 hours, Doug and Daddy Show, right back here. Glad to have you along with us. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald. I want to thank Steve for joining us. I want to thank you if you're going to enter tomorrow, a hot dog eating contest.
Tomorrow, more on the College World Series as we head back to Omaha. More on the Big Ten as we start to preview the change and what's going on. Even though nothing's going on, everything goes on starting this weekend. We'll talk about that, give you more chance to get registered to win the autographed football from Alex Henry, Kyle Larson, and Brett Maher. Troutman's Tuesday trivia tomorrow, and a whole lot more. So enjoy the College World Series, Florida and South Carolina tonight. Pre-game is at 6:40 here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, we'll see you then. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.